Today's episode of Part of My Take is brought to you by The Black Tux. Looking great for a wedding or special event has never been easier with theblacktux.com. With high-quality rental suits and tuxedos delivered to your door, The Black Tux gives guys a new way to rent, and The Black Tux offers free home try-on so you can see the fit and feel the quality of your suit months before your event. Plus, it's completely done online, so no trips to the tux shop. TheBlackTux.com lets you create your look or choose from tons of stylist-selected outfits started at just $95. These modern-fitting suits are made from fine Italian wool, the highest quality on the rental market. If you have any questions or issues, their expert customer care team has your back every step of the way. After ordering, your suit will arrive a full 2 weeks before your event, giving you time to make sure everything fits. So go right now, visit theblacktux.com/PMT. You get $20 off your purchase. Go to theblacktux.com/PMT. Today's episode is also brought to you by SeatGeek. Buying tickets can be complicated and confusing, but there's a simpler way to buy with SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to your favorite team's games. And with SeatGeek's seamless mobile experience, you can buy and sell tickets in just two taps. I have SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's the easiest way to get those tickets. If you want baseball, NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, it's all there. SeatGeek, you can also check out a concert, comedy. They have everything, and it's super easy to use. You just go right on the app, look at all the deals, and figure out which one you want to do, where you want to sit. SeatGeek has it all. So go download the SeatGeek app right now. Enter the promo code TAKE, T-A-K-E. That's promo code TAKE for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Put in that promo code TAKE at the SeatGeek app. It is free. Get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Take. Let's go. It is Friday, April 14th, and the greatest playoffs in all of sports are back. I hate them now, though.
Because it's gotten too great?
No, the Blackhawks lost, so I hate it. And there's nothing worse than getting shut out in the NHL playoffs.
It's awful. You know what else is bad is overtime hockey when your team is in it? If another person's team's in it, it's great. It's like, oh, this is the greatest overtime in the greatest playoffs in the greatest sport in America. But when it's your team, you just want to eat a gun.
It is funny, though. We poke fun on this show at basically everything. But we do love playoff hockey. It is phenomenal playoffs. I'm not going to say it's the best. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hold that. I'm going to keep the debate alive. But it is you forget the pace. You forget how exhilarating it is. You forget how you basically just sit on the edge of your seat the entire time trying to will a goal in anyway, anyhow.
Yep.
And you know how it takes years off your life.
I actually willed a goal in overtime of the Caps game today. We started a new trend here. Not to brag, but it's overtime JNCOs. Mm-hmm. We ordered JNCOs. The whole squad is rolling deep with JNCOs.
We've done Hank might not be.
I just want to say, I've seen you. I've been with you, seen you do things that I haven't blinked twice about. I get it. When I saw you walk around the JNCOs, I had
the JNCOs are jarring, but I'm already used to them because what I've learned is, at Pardon My Take, we are the kings of just a joke and then quickly becoming, well, no, we actually, you know, we kind of like doing steroids and vaping all the time.
I'll tell you what, my legs, they're not sweaty at all. They breathe really nice when you're wearing JNCOs, the wide legs. See, Hank has a problem because he's a millennial. He's too young. He doesn't remember how badass it was to rock JNCOs with a big-ass wallet chain and be like pumping Limp Bizkit through your Walkman.
You don't respect the JNCOs.
No, you don't. That's sad. That's very sad. But I thought I would relate more to Hank. I got him some jean shorts because he said that shorts were back. That was a very original take on your part. So your JNCOs are jean shorts. They're literally, since they're overtime JNCOs, I'm calling them the clutch jeans. So they're 1-0 so far in the playoffs.
There we go.
The shitty thing is, now that we've set ourselves up for that, we kind of have to just like roll with JNCOs places.
Yeah.
Sounds like now that you've set us up so you can wear JNCOs more.
Yep.
Now we have
we
to,
have
wear
to all wear
we're
JNCOs.
All in this boat together.
Well, and I mean, I don't, I didn't want to wear JNCOs, but facts are facts. The Blackhawks lost 1-0 tonight. PFT and the Capitals won in overtime. Mm-hmm. He had the JNCOs on. I was dying for the Blackhawks to get a goal so I could slip into those JNCOs.
Yeah, your legs
and watch
are looking
the magic happen.
Your legs are looking all choked up.
Yeah,
like the Blackhawks were tonight.
Yeah. So,
can we talk real quick about the Caps game though? Because that was pretty cool. Let's talk a lot about it.
No. So we have 0-4 so far for Canada. The Canadian dream is alive.
Well,
all Canadian teams losing in the first round.
In Canada, like, they call losses, those are ties.
Yeah.
It's as good as a tie. I tried your best.
Okay. So Canada, though, they need to be in playoff hockey. It is so much fun watching. Now I'm gonna go hockey guy on you guys here. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun watching a Canadian barn in playoff hockeys. That barn is a rockin', baby. It is awesome. And the 50-50, I mean, it's basically half of Canada's GDP goes to the 50-50 in each barn every single night.
Yeah.
So I love playoff hockey. I love playoff hockey in Canada. I just wish the Blackhawks could score a goal.
Little memo to Trump. Maybe institute a nationwide 50-50 raffle.
Yeah.
Who says no to that?
I think we already have the lottery, but
50-50,
whatever.
50-50,
50% chance.
Well, 50% goes to his trust, his blind trust, right. And then the rest goes to whoever wins it.
Right, exactly. We also have, with playoff hockey being back, we have people freaking out over one game.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always fun. Like, you know, it's so funny how you get into the hockey playoffs and everyone's like, best playoffs in all sports, hardest trophy to win. These series are, you know, bloodbaths back and forth, and then one game, like, it's over.
You know what I don't like about playoff hockey is that there's basically no home ice advantage. It doesn't exist.
Well,
the ice is the same everywhere you go.
Yeah.
But I would like to see, like, small differences on the ice.
Okay.
Like, that, you know, the hill in center field in Houston?
Yes, you love that hill.
Maybe just get, like, a hill in between the blue line somewhere?
It doesn't exist anymore.
But the Caps are off to a roaring 1-0.
Yeah. Okay.
So I don't think they're probably not going to give up another goal. I call these guys, hey, check this out. I call them the Maple Leaves because they need to just go home.
Well, they will for game 3.
That's true.
Yeah. So you're going to go there with you. Let's do really quickly. We have some emergency football. Oh, wait. Do I get my 5 seconds?
Yes.
I think the Bulls are going to give the Celtics a really good series.
Okay.
Seeing
red.
Let's do emergency.
That was a setup for seeing red.
Yeah. Seeing red. I don't know if you saw, but I'm done. I've hashtag done, and when I hashtag done something,
mm-hmm.
I'm truly done. I'm hashtag done complaining about the Bulls front office for the entirety of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's 4 games or 16, who knows?
Okay.
16 wins.
But
who knows?
But you are officially done.
Hashtag done.
Also, minor correction. I'm going to stat boy real quick. I'm going to be in D.C. for game 2
mm-hmm.
on Saturday.
Yeah, but you're also going to go to Toronto.
I might.
Yeah.
My passport's not really in order, but we'll figure that out.
Let's do an emergency football guy because we have some breaking news. John Madden is alive, / maybe there's a little misdirection by the NFL because John Madden came out and he said that he was very disappointed that the Raiders are moving to Las Vegas, which is not NFL. That's not in line with the NFL owners and Goodell.
Isn't it? Because they have to pretend like it's sad.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This might just be a little old misdirection by them.
Yeah, what's John Madden going to say? Like, oh, yeah, I'm so glad that Oakland's getting their guts ripped out of them.
Yeah.
No, this is definitely a Weekend at Bernie's situation
with
John Madden.
The theory of this show is that John Madden has been dead for years.
Mm-hmm.
And that the NFL just uses fake John Madden quotes for PR.
Yep. Anytime you want to get real football fans behind you, just tell them that John Madden says it's like this. And
they're
like, well, he knows the game.
Yeah.
He put those video games out.
So this was smart by them. They mm-hmm. basically made it look like, hey, we can't have fake John Madden, the press John Madden, only be like exactly what Goodell wants all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We'll throw one little wrinkle in there, be like, hey, he's alive, guys. I fell for it.
This is John Madden. I think that Roger Goodell is a little bit too handsome. It's distracting when he talks.
Bam!
Yeah, bam, got him.
We also have quick football guys because Belichick did an interview, which is very rare, and he had a great football guy quote when he said, halftime is when, three-quarters of the game is over?
His exact quote was, really, at halftime, the game is two-thirds over because the fourth quarter is just situational football.
Okay.
So, spin zone, the Falcons technically won the Super Bowl.
Yes. Ooh. There you go.
How about that?
Yeah, 28-10, or whatever it was.
I want to add one thing to Belichick. I just saw this. he was subpoenaed during the Aaron Hernandez double murder trial, and he just didn't show up in court.
Wow.
And the judge just kind of let him off the hook.
That's genius.
That's Belichick a football guy. Just being a baller.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, I'm not this court order. No thanks.
I'm going to be studying film. It's not going to work out for
me. How he would treated you, it like he had a late movie to Blockbuster.
Well, how,
not yeah. a fucking murder trial subpoena.
How would you go about serving Bill Belichick? Like, he's locked in his office, probably. Him and Ernie. He's stuck in the compound.
You got to get that 1 week where he's out fishing on his boat.
Or when he's saying no
swim up to it.
When he's saying no days off, yeah. on his day off, then you hit him with a subpoena.
On his day off.
Or you could just go to the blood bank when he's there for his lunch and just give it to him.
The old vampire blood bank. we also had Tom Herman, who has a piss chart for the Texas Longhorns. It was great. It was I don't think this is like revolutionary. I think a lot of teams, even Chip Kelly was doing it, where basically monitoring the urine of grown men.
Mm-hmm.
But the best part was, if you saw the chart, it had all the levels. It had 8 different levels with a color code.
It's a lot of levels.
And if you had the 8th, which was like really dark brown piss,
uh-huh.
you were dubbed a bad guy.
Ooh, and I like more than the like 7th and 8th shades. I liked shades like 3 through 5, which were just labeled as bad teammate.
Yeah, right. You're letting people down.
One thing he didn't include on that chart, though, there was actually a deeper shade of brown that's at the top. It's the best one. It's like on the light spectrum. Hank, I'm going to just give you a quick education here. You don't see ultraviolet light because it's like above the color white. So there's that dark shade of brown that's above clear piss. That's if you have rhabdo. That's when you're actually the best teammate.
Yes.
Sacrificing yourself.
Right. When your body is deteriorating, your muscle is deteriorating, and you're pissing it out.
Yes.
That's good.
If you were a real big piss guy, like a world-class piss dog, you should apply for that job. Or just show up in the Texas locker room and be like, piss inspector.
Yeah.
Let me just get your piss real quick.
Yeah, I feel like that would probably go to a creep.
That's not that creepy.
Hey, there's a job opening where you get to just watch dudes piss.
Yeah.
Huh. We also had Tom Coughlin, who has guaranteed... Yeah, they had like a little fundraiser for season ticket holders of the Jaguars, which I would have loved to be there. That would have been a scene.
Wait, they had a fundraiser
or not
to
a fundraiser,
try to recruit
a charity?
New,
I don't even
to
know what the,
new season.
I don't know what it was, but Tom Coughlin said that he's gonna be in the weight room, making sure when guys are there, they're working hard. So he's going to watch over everyone, which is really no surprise.
Uh huh.
This is what he was hired for. He was hired to change all the clocks and just stand over people and be like, you're not working hard.
Change the carpet, too. That's the first thing that you do.
Yes.
So, yeah, just having the specter of Tom Coughlin walking around through the locker rooms at all times, you're going to be on your P's and Q's.
Yes. And then, finally, do you guys care about this Eli Manning thing that just broke?
I don't really care because if you're out there buying game-worn Eli Manning merchandise, you deserve anything that's
coming. If you're in the memorabilia world,
watch it. Don't talk shit about adult male autograph collectors.
It's more about Eli Manning being a fraud, frauding fans of the Giants.
Is frauding like inflammable and flammable, where frauding and defrauding means the same thing?
He did commit fraud. That's okay. What he should do is just come out and be like, hey, guys, I committed fraud. That's on me. But remember, Peyton dragged his balls across that woman's face in Tennessee.
That's a good call. Yeah.
Just kind of a little, hey, switcheroo here. Yep. I'm not the worst Manning still.
I just love how any story that comes out about the Giants, or Eli Manning specifically now, it's like catnip for Patriots fans. What if this was Tommy Brady? What if Tommy was selling, had these emails?
It's true.
Oh, man. All right. Since it is Friday and we are having a very part of my take, we're having Chaps on to give us some roasts, and then Mr. Portnoy, everyone's favorite lawyer, but a little wrinkle, it's actually Mr. Portnoy and Mrs. Portnoy. Mrs. Portnoy giving us all her complaints about Mr. Portnoy.
Yes.
Very meta. Portnoy's complaints about... Portnoy's
squared.
Yeah, Portnoy squared.
Stamps can save you time and money, which you can use to grow your business. And I use Stamps.com for all my mailing needs. I can mail any letter, any package using just my computer and printer, and the mailman comes and picks it up. You can avoid the hassle of the post office, mail everything from postcards to envelopes to packages, domestic or international. You can create your Stamps account in minutes online with no equipment to lease and no long-term commitments. Click, print, mail, and you're done. Unlike the post office, Stamps.com never closes. Print postage for letters or packages at your convenience 24/7, 7 days a week. Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your fingertips, and they make it easy. They're going to send you a digital scale that automatically calculates your exact postage, and they'll even help you decide the best class of mail based on your needs. No need to lease an expensive postage meter. I have an exclusive offer for you guys. You get a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale, no long-term commitments. Go to stamps.com, click at the microphone, and type in PMT. That's stamps.com, PMT. Never go to the post office again.
All right, before we get to our interview, we have our very good friend Uncle Chaps from Zero Blog 30. Make sure you subscribe to it in iTunes. Who do you have on today?
We have on Jason Kander.
Okay.
Jason Kander. If you remember a viral video of a dude who was running for Senate in Missouri and he put together a M16 blindfolded,
yep.
That was Jason Kander.
Okay.
Very cool.
So check out Zero Blog 30. Great stuff. They do it once a week. It comes out on Fridays. Subscribe. And you are here to read us roast.
I am.
Because you did such a wonderful job last time.
Dan, that's so nice.
I was being facetious.
Okay.
You really can't read. Well. This is a two-parter, though. You're doing roast, and you're also boosting Hank's self-esteem, so it's nice.
Yeah, I like to be there for my friends.
So notice that you're drinking a beer. Is that, do you think, feel good about that? Like, that was a smart thing to do before you started to read?
Yeah, I feel a little...
Can I stop you? Before you started to attempt to read.
Attempt to read.
Yeah. Yeah. He actually can't read. Okay, let's do the roast.
Chaps, let's go.
Okay. All right, so the first one, we're starting off a little ugly already. Fire Hank and Chaps, two award-winning journalists whom, that's a wrong use of whom, offer a cornucopia of sultry takes, lose thousands of viewers a week as they trust their careers in the hands of an illiterate minute.
Sucks to get that word wrong.
I know, right? Illiterate millennial and a war veteran with a reading competency of a diminutive child.
I don't know if you noticed this about this roast, but they were talking about our podcast and they referred to our listeners as viewers.
Yeah.
So that doesn't really speak well for the person that wrote
that. And they definitely use whom wrong.
That's what threw you off is the incorrect grammar.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's illiterate, so just try not to trip up on that again. Next one.
Illiterate. Yeah. Roast. Jabba the Hutt and his meth head looking partner bring the hottest sports take, like hating people for their mouth guard habits, while their producer, Simple Jack from Tropic Thunder, stumbles through speaking, talking, and thinking.
Okay.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I like that.
That's creative.
Yep.
Penis emoji. Big cat looks like a milk dug hitting the dougie.
A milk dud hitting the dougie.
Too much alliteration.
I like that, though. I don't really... Okay, yeah, I like that. I think that plays.
Coming-of-age drama following a transgender gym teacher as she experiments with estrogen therapy and develops an intimate relationship with unemployed, overweight, simple father and her special needs students.
That sounds like a Lifetime movie right there. It sounds like that would win an Emmy, actually.
Yeah, it sounds like something that's going to be brought to you by Amazon.
I'm going to steal that and write
it. We own that script because it was
Thank
in
you.
Our
Thank
iTunes
you for your
reviews.
Idea. Hank, you going to play the woman?
No, he's the special needs child.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
Gilbert.
Wait, who's the woman?
Oh, you saved me because I almost fucked up.
That's
Gilbert.
That's not. I take it back. That wasn't cool. If I was supposed to be the woman, that.
Let's just say, we all know who's the woman's. It's you, Chaps.
That's me.
Just kidding.
Thank you.
Gilbert, there's no problem being a woman.
No,
it's problematic to say otherwise.
I would never say that.
Yeah.
Love you no matter what your genitalia looks like.
Oh.
Well, he's got a really weird dick, so I wouldn't say that just yet.
Yeah, just
can't confirm. Gilbert Grape's mentally challenged brother produces a show where his brother and John Goodman discuss how they pick games worse than Keanu Reeves in Hardball.
That's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty good.
They're really creative this week. I like that.
Redundant, unimaginative, and lackluster show hosted by a mouth-breathing, man-tittied fat boy, his virgin hippie subordinate who cranks it to the Third Reich. Favorite podcast, smiling emoji.
Okay.
Well, can you read the byline again?
The byline?
No, the line about me. That fucking hit all the notes.
It was man titty fat boy.
It's pretty fucking good. Okay, yeah. Next one.
You've got nice tits.
Yeah, they're decent.
Big Cat's outside voice, 5 stars. Big Cat's outside voice sounds like Asa Akira's fake orgasm.
Oh, ooh. Does she fake orgasms?
I don't think she was faking it with me.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, there we go.
We'll cut that.
Welcome to PMT, where a blind woman, a morbidly obese man, and a literate kid produce the number one sports podcast.
Ooh,
I'm blind
number
now?
One. Number one, though.
So what's wrong with being blind?
Number one. Yeah. Just remember that.
By any means necessary.
How high up can you count, Chaps?
At all cost.
60.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
This one starts ugly, too.
Uh-oh.
Chaps can't read. Ginger boy lost his son's shirt after using it to wipe his diarrhea butthole. Sad that you're making him read this. Maybe more cringeworthy than Hank without a beard.
That was good.
That was a good one.
My favorite part about that one is it didn't mention us at all.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was directed straight at you. What do you call that in the military? That was a kill shot.
A direct shot, yeah. Shot across the bow.
It was a sock party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The award-winning listeners deserve more stars than these jackknobs. Obese Tom Selleck, that's good.
Yep.
And butch neo-Nazi argue over idiotic sports debate while incompetent masshole interrupts.
That's cool. They call me Butch. I'm fine with that.
Tom Selleck is attractive, no matter what his weight is.
Yeah, my girlfriend from high school's mom wanted to fuck Tom Selleck, so I'll give you her number.
That was a wild story.
More wild stories on $0.30. Part of my take, the place where a deteriorating degenerate gambler and his four-nippled freak teach their slow producer how to read and speak.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any Mark Cuban ones? Nope. Mm-hmm. No one wanted to roast Mark Cuban. All right, let's do the last one. Let's give you a second, figure out which one you like the most, and you can do
There's
the
only
last
two
one.
More left.
Oh, okay. Okay. Then let's do the last two.
All right. Marine eats crayons. This week, three idiots are visited by a Marine who's a bigger idiot to discuss this cooking show that features how to eat crayons with glue.
Have you had crayons on your cooking show yet?
Nope, it's a good idea.
Yeah, it wouldn't be bad.
I used to mac on some Play-Doh back in the day. Play-Doh, oh, yeah. Play-Doh is delicious smelling.
Play-Doh is delicious.
Put a plate of Play-Doh in front of me right now.
Smelling and tasting.
Yeah.
This one starts pretty good. Chaps, you call yourself handsome. Oh, excuse me, as you were. Chaps, you call people handsome only to hear yourself called handsome by people in return. Boom, roasted. Big Cat, if you tried the Bears conditioning test again, you'd keel over and die. Boom, roasted. PFT, it's the Caps years. Jinxed. Boom, roasted.
Okay, yeah.
All right, that was Rose. Chaps, we appreciate you joining us, as always. You are handsome.
I feel like I did a better job this week.
It was better. Yeah,
you
but
did
I mean,
a lot better. You focused.
I've been practicing.
It's a pretty low bar, but you cleared it.
Yeah, you only screwed up like half of it, so you did well.
Mm-hmm.
And you look handsome.
I didn't wear a hat
for a
today.
Ginger. You didn't let me finish there.
Oh, sorry.
For a ginger.
Sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt.
Which is as good as you can be.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Zero Block 30. Check it out on iTunes. Subscribe. And thank you, chaps.
Thank you, guys.
And now for something completely different.
All right. We now welcome on our favorite recurring guest and our lawyer.
You always have to say that, though.
No, it's the truth. It is the truth. I think it's actually the award-winning listener's favorite guest as well. It is Mr. Portnoy. It is our lawyer. You're calling us from Florida. You are currently doing God's work, taking care of Max B, shout out, and Maddie B.
Coke boy, baby.
But you also had the time to call us and give us a couple complaints.
All right. Well, I'm going to turn it over to a guest, my wife.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
The only thing I've said is that if she says something that I violently disagree with, I'm going to interrupt and give my side of the story. And let's keep her complaint to under an hour and a half.
Well, no, she can go as long as she chooses.
Yes.
That's fine. If you want to debate, then jump in and we'll embrace that.
Yeah.
She's got a long list. I'm going to try to put you on the speakerphone.
Okay. All right.
Hold on. All right. This is my wife taking over.
Sup?
Ms. Portnoy, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing well, thanks.
Okay, great.
And my husband's very lucky because we've been taking care of my granddaughter, and I really haven't had a lot of chance to write down a long, long list, but I have many things that have come to mind.
Okay. All right, let's just start from the top. Let's just dive right into it. This is Portnoy's complaint.
Right, and no special order, just things that come to my mind. So we leave the house, and we're halfway to where we're going, like to the airport, and he'll say to me, do you have the tickets? Do you have the keys? And what's the sense if I don't, because we're already halfway there. So that always happens.
Classic guy move to ask that, like as you're walking into the stadium, do you have the tickets?
Yeah, and also to just assume that was all on you to begin with.
And it is, obviously.
Oh, okay. How this is going.
Then with his driving, there were several issues. The stop signs come, and he's the last one to stop, but the first one to go. And I was always taught that you need, if you're the last one to stop, everybody has the right of way, and then you proceed.
He's a bully.
At a stop sign. Isn't that how it's supposed to go?
Yes. You're supposed to, if the person to the right of you is there first, you got to let them go.
Yeah, no, no. He comes to a quick stop and then just takes off even though everybody's been waiting. And then he wonders why he gets some dirty looks from everybody. Mm-hmm.
He takes advantage of people. Other thing,
okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, and the, and the other thing, when he's driving, he's always on the other lane. He crosses over. And then people beep at him all the time, and he starts swearing and calling him assholes. And it's his fault because he's always halfway over.
Are you sure he's a Portnoy?
And he's not interrupting because he knows he's,
well,
I'm right.
One thing. We have a car now that when I do that, the steering wheel vibrates violently. So I hurt my hand a couple of times.
You. Hurt or injured, the vibration from... Don't ever play Xbox, okay? Mr. Portnoy, do me that favor. You'll be ruined.
Dear.
Okay.
All right. Let's see what else annoys me. I ask him a question, and he doesn't even stop and think about it. He just says, no. And then 2 seconds later, he turns around, well, okay. He always does that.
Okay, that's fair, though. That's, guys, if you understand, guys always got to have the answer immediately. That's just what guys do.
You're sticking up for him an awful lot.
I'm just saying, the guys, that's what, we're smart like that. We just always have to have an answer. We can't be stuck with no answer.
You should issue a challenge to him. It's like that Jim Carrey movie, Yes Man,
yeah,
where he has to say yes to every single question or idea that you have.
Mm.
Are you hungry? No. Yes. Do you want to go out? No. Yes. It's like something switches on to him.
Okay.
All right. Then this is a little different.
I just want to say, at some point you're hungry. Excuse me. At some point you're not hungry, and then at some point you are. Right?
You become hungry. That's a fair point.
That's true.
It just so happens she asked you that question in the like 5 seconds that you go from not hungry to very hungry.
Well, at some point you cross the line from not being hungry to being hungry.
Okay.
And it's this like Schrodinger's cat. 45 years we're married. All right. Then I just realized recently, this has gone on forever. Recently, when we go somewhere and there's dancing, he always turns my back to the orchestra and all the people, and he's out there looking at everybody, and he's got me facing like the wall or the window so I can't see anything.
He's showing off.
So that's recently changed.
I'm obviously a great dancer.
Ooh.
That has nothing to do with anything. He's a terrible dancer. He always tries to fix things, and he never can, and he makes it worse 100% of the time. So rather than just give up on it, he continues to try to fix things. And
this is starting to sound like my old computer.
Okay.
Are we ready for more?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I would not give him any lollipops or popsicles when you near him because he is so noisy eating them both. Very, very noisy.
Is that true, Mr. Portnoy? Do you eat your lollipops in a noisy fashion?
Of all the things she said, that's the only one that may have some truth to it.
How many popsicles and lollipops are you eating where this has become like a constant
a
habit?
Yeah. Right.
I'm not a big lollipop guy, but a popsicle of the right flavor, that I'm into.
And we all know you are. Now, we hear it. Yeah.
Yeah. And with his grandchildren eating lollipops now, he's gotten into those too.
Oh.
The other thing that's really become more more a complaint, we used to have a grill, a gas grill, which, and I like grilling, and he refused to grill because he said he didn't like the taste. So he insisted we get this Weber charcoal grill, and he tries to light it and takes him about 7 hours, and so we never grill anymore. So this summer, we're going to buy an old, regular gas grill, and hopefully he'll do better with that.
I want to say, I was brought up in a family where my dad, he used to put all as much fluid on it, on the charcoal, you know, to the point where finally you'd have a line of fire going from the coal right from the can.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing that we didn't blow the house up. But I'm from the same school. I wait approximately 3 minutes before I start putting on more fluid.
Mm-hmm.
And it never works out.
Yeah, there's nothing like taking that beautiful, tasty charcoal taste and then just drowning it in lighter fluid.
Right.
Can I just
right.
give you? Let me just give you one piece of advice, if I can. You can get the charcoal that already has the lighter fluid on it.
Ooh.
Then just let
well,
that.
You
burn.
Know what? If you, I purchased that, but that also, if you put the a can of lighter fluid on those, it's a real accelerant.
Oh yeah. The lighter fluid on the lighter fluid. I would agree.
Yeah. And it has a wonderful taste to the food.
All right. Next up.
Well, I getting. Oh, and then he always. I could go on all night. I might be coming to an end.
Yeah, do the last but, one, and then we'll have Mr. Portnoy rebut any of these that he feels that he should.
All right. These two sort of have something in common. The TV and the radio constantly with the same news 24 hours a day. It never fails. And then when Trump was running, he couldn't stand him, but he couldn't stand not watching him. Mm-hmm. So it was Trump, and he said, I hate this guy, and all he did was keep watching it. And he gets me angry and annoyed because it just never ends.
I mean,
I'm done.
That's fair.
Okay, so all the right. prosecution rests. Yes. Mr. Portnoy, you have a chance to defend yourself.
Thank you for the defense. First of all, I would say 45 years of marriage, and she could only come up with about 5 minutes worth of complaints.
Oh, I know.
She happens to be tired from taking care of our granddaughters here, and our grandson's coming tomorrow, so she is kind of tired. I'll give her that. The one major thing I want to say, which she has complimented me on, in the last, I would say we've been married 45 years, for 42 and a half of those years, I couldn't fix anything. But all of a sudden, in the last year or so, I got hot. I was touching things, and instead of breaking them, I was fixing them. And yeah, I've even amazed myself. And you know what the key to it is? It's like anything else, when you get a little more confident, I'm willing to take a chance that I won't break what I'm trying to fix.
So what have you
fixed?
The
only thing I won't... nothing major.
But you're on a winning streak. Yeah.
Yeah.
He put a light bulb in.
Ooh.
Oh!
All right.
Wow.
Thank you. I did other things than that. The only thing I won't touch, and it was funny she said about the light bulb, I don't like fooling around with electrical things.
Yep.
Because that obviously has the potential of killing myself.
Except for a steering wheel.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Except for a steering wheel. You'll fool around with that.
A steering wheel?
You said that the steering wheel electrocuted you.
Oh yeah, no, that I can't do anything with that. That the car does that on its own.
No, it's the vibrations.
Okay.
When Mr. Portnoy drives in the middle of the lane and all the other cars are buzzing by him because they can't because they're honking and everything, the new cars now buzz because it's like, hey asshole,
you're about to kill yourself.
You're gonna kill yourself, and you just sit there and you just go, ow, my hand hurts, and you keep driving the same way.
No, this doesn't say you're an asshole, but your hand shakes like you have
It's implied. Yeah, the asshole's implied. When your steering wheel starts to vibrate, the asshole's implied.
Yeah, you didn't have to say that, but it's all right.
Okay, I love the hot streak of fixing things. That is absolutely fantastic.
I'm much more confident all of a sudden. I've unscrewed and screwed a few things with no trouble. No trouble. And I didn't want any kind of a sexual innuendo from that.
Yep.
Oh, well, but, you just took it there.
Yeah. Wow.
What kind of sexual innuendo were you thinking about?
I knew you would pick up on that. I don't have any comments on that.
Okay.
But I'm trying to think since you asked me. Boy, I did fix some things recently. Oh, I've become a whiz at the computer. I really have.
Really?
I've learned how to turn it on. I can shut it off.
Is this like when you're trying to find Yahoo's phone number?
Yeah, you know what? I don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
But I did something. Of course, I'm up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I bet neither one of you two would realize this. I have Wi-Fi in this condo that we have. And this morning, I was trying to go into a banking site that I have, but I was doing it from my iPad, and I thought once I got the Wi-Fi on the iPad that it would automatically get the Wi-Fi on the smartphone. It took me an hour and a half to realize that they were separate, but I did realize that.
So whiz at computer, not whiz at phones and everything else.
What's that?
You're whiz at your computer, but not any other handheld devices.
Right, I would say no. I'm pretty good with a Phillips head screwdriver now.
True.
How's Jay Billis been?
We don't talk to him.
We excommunicate him.
You told us to
relieve him of his services.
You told us to get his name off our lips, and we did so.
Okay, he really, after the basketball season, he really has nothing to offer.
Right, whereas you're 24/7, 365, except
absolutely.
Not exactly.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Hey, shout out Max B.
Coke boy, baby.
And Madeline B.
And Maddie
yeah,
B.
And Maddie B. All right, see you guys. Thanks so much.
What's up, guys? This is R.A. from Spittin' Chiclets. Pot of My Take is also brought to you by Pot of My Take. They got some fire merch in there for the hockey playoffs. They got some fire cap shirts, some great Blackhawk shirts, some OK Bruin shirts. None of them are as good as the Caps. Everybody knows it is the Caps. Yeah, everyone's talking about it. Where are you going to go to get better merch than this? Not Amazon, not H&M. You're going to go to BarstoolSports.com/PMT. That's BarstoolSports.com/PMT. Tell them Rear Ad sent you and download Spittin' Chiclets.
Thanks, Rear Ad. Okay. Appreciate that. That was definitely Rear Admiral that just gave us that. So
yeah, thank you, R.A. Appreciate it. Everyone download Spittin' Chiclets. Let's do Shoe Roast. Let's do some segments. Start with Shoe Roast for the new Lions jerseys. If you missed our show on Wednesday, we have a new segment called Shoe Roast. I don't know why we're calling just roasting.
Just anytime somebody puts out a new product, you have to roast it.
Which isn't a... We just did roasts, but we're doing different roasts. It's online roasting. Mm-hmm. So the Lions unveiled their new jerseys. Very weird timing. Also, Matthew Stafford just looks sad. Mm-hmm. Like, all these pictures are kind of sad Matthew Stafford. Well, he doesn't have all his pads on. It's just weird stuff going on in Detroit. But you go ahead. You wanted to roast them.
No, I'm not going to fully roast them. I'm just saying gray uniforms don't do well against the North usually.
I think they good one. I don't know what you want me to say to that. It's a good one.
I just move on. You can just
do you want to roast them? Do you want to actually roast them?
I don't want to actually roast them because I think they're bad. Hank thinks they're bad too.
I think they're fine. I think they're good. This is what the internet does. They release something and then everyone says that's awful and then everyone just jumps on it. The grays don't look that bad.
But they'd be better if they were blue or black.
Yeah.
They have blue, though, too. That was an alternate. The gray's an alternate uniform.
Here's the thing,
Big
Cat.
Who the fuck cares about that?
You've been hanging out with Revell too much.
No.
The last two products that we've tried to roast, you've been like, I think they're pretty good. I'm going to side with the brands on this one.
No. If you think these jerseys are, first of all, they didn't really change anything. They just introduced an alternate uniform that's not great, but it's not like, it's gray. How can you get fired up about gray?
It's a perfect uniform for a Caldwell team.
But that's my point, is that that the internet has basically decided these stink and then everyone piles on and I'm just looking at it like it's a fucking gray uniform. Who cares?
I'm not a fan, that's all.
I'm
not a fan of wearing gray doing any sort of athletics just for the sweat factor.
This is just a message to every brand out there. You can never win. Mm-hmm. You can never win.
Sad.
The internet is so cynical all the time that it's like this. They literally are the same uniforms as the old uniforms. They just have a William Clay Ford tribute on them. So, oh, wow. Well, let's roast them.
Mm-hmm. You sound like J.J. Watt. Like
no,
the internet it's become such a cynical place.
No, I'm seriously, I'm actually like asking the question, how can anyone look at this and be like, man, these fucking suck. Let's write like a million internet jokes about it. I really don't know.
That's the internet, man.
Yeah, I know. But
you've been there for a while.
I know. And I think that the internet's starting to, you got to save like good jokes for times when they're worth it. Like when something comes out, when the first Steph Curry shoe comes out, that's worth like going ham on. Mm-hmm. When you start like picking out the Detroit Lions gray jerseys, kind of ruins it for everything else.
It's a slow news day.
Got to get shots up.
Yeah, I guess so. Got to get the shots up. All right. Oh, I had it also while we're on jerseys. We had the hot seat. I don't know if you saw the Cleveland Indians video. Did you see? Yes. So we called this shot last year. This show called the shot that the Indians were going to have a good year and the Chief Wahoo logo was going to be on the hot seat and people were going to all get upset. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? They had a good year. They lost in the World Series, but they had a good year. They're back. Chief Wahoo, still on the hot seat.
I thought that the commissioner was going to take care of that in the offseason.
I don't
say
know.
That, I think by take care of it, he meant that he was going to call, maybe leave a message for the Indians owner.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, give me a call back about that Wahoo thing.
Yeah.
And then they're not going to do shit about it. Yeah.
I also don't know why they don't. Yeah, they just get rid of it. Do the C. Do the block C. And then just sell it as throwbacks.
Yes. You can still make money off of
it. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Just be like, you know what, guys? You're right. it's 2016. We need to do a better job with this logo. And then in a year, it'd be like throwback night. Everyone buy a jersey.
Do they still have the drum guy in Cleveland?
I don't know.
That guy was awesome. He would just be sitting directly behind people hitting the shit out of a drum. I would like to see him behind home plate with Marlins Man teaming up.
Well, Marlins Man's got some dates, so.
Yeah, Marlins Man's been busy.
Hot dates.
Very busy.
We have a People Forget That for Ravens owner Dick Cass.
The president, yeah.
President Dick Cass.
Yeah, people forget that the Ravens president is named Dick Cass.
He really needs to just stick with Richard. Like, that's one of those ones that you can't ever, you can't even for a second be like, my name's Dick. You just could be like, no, it's Richard. It's Richard.
If he starts going by Richard, I'm going to call him Rich Ass. Or Richard Ass.
Yeah, that's
I'm going to drop the C.
Drop that C.
Yeah.
Or what he needs to do, this is a savvy move that a lot of rich people with weird names do, make sure you just, everyone has to say the middle initial all the time.
Or you put the initial before the first name. Rich people do that a lot.
Yep.
What is his
middle, I think his middle initials, it's W. So he just needs to go to by W R Cass.
Yeah.
That's it right there. That sounds like a very rich person, too.
It does, yes. But yeah, he was in the news because he requested to the NFL that the Ravens don't get a bye coming back from London. So he's a big football guy.
Ooh.
Just jump right into it.
Wow. I actually like that move.
Yeah, you're traveling west. Well, statistics say you got to worry about traveling east.
Right. We next up have a trouble in PFT's paradise. So when we were figuring out what we were going to talk about on this show today, PFT said, I got a trouble in paradise, and he broke the heartbreaking news that Jay Mariotti and Woody Page have broken up. I propose that we just let that stay and see how long till everyone else realized that they had broken up.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be the only person to know this.
It probably would have gone months without anybody noticing, but for the last couple shows, it's just been Jay, strictly Mariotti.
Wait, has there been an announcement?
No, there hasn't been an announcement.
Oh, so this isn't even like official?
You're staying woke?
Woody Page could just be on vacation and you're the only one who realizes.
Well, the entire intro of the show now is only about Jay Mariotti, the pre-recorded intro. It's like he's written 5,000 columns.
Oh,
he's
my God.
He broke the news about Michael Jordan returning to the NBA.
Wow.
And then Michael Jordan cussed him out. It's Jay Mariotti.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, it broke me up. I needed Woody to counterbalance Jay. I like Jay, but he's got to have somebody
this
talking.
Is the
some
least relatable trouble in paradise. It's trouble in PFT's paradise.
So it lasted 2 months. I think that's
nice
longer
run.
Than I thought that it would.
Good run.
Actually, like a month.
Solid
a month.
Run.
Yeah.
The national podcast only available in Denver and in LA. What is Jay going to do? Has he sounded sad?
No. Do you think Jay would ever sound sad after a breakup?
Well, tell us. I mean, Hank and I aren't actually going to listen to this show. We just want to know from you.
Well, knowing Jay's history of breakups, I'm actually concerned for Woody.
Yeah, right.
Can we get somebody to track Woody down, like Otis Nixon style, make sure he's still alive?
Let's get some eyes on Woody.
Yeah, if we can have like Tim Kalashaw and Bill Plaschke.
Yeah.
And who were the other old guys?
Kevin
Blackstone.
This would have gone a long time without people realizing that the power couple have broken up.
That's what I do. I raise attention and awareness for worthy causes.
Poor Jay. I'm sure it was his fault. That motherfucker. We have a Just Chill Out Man. This one goes to Coach K. So if you don't know the name, Zion Williamson, he's the guy who's just throwing down thunderous dunks on the internet. And he is going to be a freshman, not this year, but next year. So he is, everyone's drooling over him.
Do they call him Mount Zion?
They should.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Coach K has, Zion did a whole article about what the recruiting process is like. And Coach K went and said that they have a close relationship, but he wants their relationship to be even deeper.
So he's, their relationship isn't close enough for him?
No, deeper.
He wants it deeper.
Are you in there yet? Kind of thing.
Is it in?
Yeah. I'm in. I'm all the way
Jay,
in.
Jay, just chill out, man.
Yeah. No, Coach K.
Coach K.
Coach K. He also said this is a weird move by Coach K. He's telling Zion Williamson, at a school like Duke, it's tough to get in. So he said, you never know who could be living with. You might be on the hall with a person who will be the president one day or a brain surgeon or something like that.
How many presidents have gone to Duke? Can we check that?
Not only that, but I mean, why not just be like, hey, Zion, come to Duke, and then you'll go to the draft and be a millionaire. Who the fuck cares was your freshman roommate?
I would hate living in like a dormitory with somebody who had aspirations to be president.
Yeah.
Because they would never do shit.
No. Yeah. The yardstick's moving now.
That's
right. You can be a little looser.
That's
true.
A
little looser.
Every coach is telling him that, so Coach K is trying to mix it up.
Ah.
Tell him something he hasn't heard yet.
Gotcha. You know who else didn't have a very close relationship with Zion?
Ooh.
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Coach K.
There you go.
Bad company to keep, buddy.
Get deeper.
They actually have the same haircut.
Yeah, there you go. Coach K, yeah. That's a weird. I think that is a weird move to just be like, "Hey, you could be living with a brain surgeon."
Mm-hmm.
Like, how about just you're going to be an NBA player?
Yeah, you're going to go to Duke and you're going to be a big shot.
Yeah.
You won't have to go to class.
Yeah.
And then you'll get paid a gajillion dollars.
Right. That should be good. We have as a white guy. This one comes from Sports Nation. Sports Nation had the debate: if Marshawn Lynch and Richard Sherman end up on the Raiders, is there a chance they become too lit?
Well, as a white guy. I'm trying to, maybe Hank can help me figure
what's,
out.
What's the level of illumination you'd like as a white guy?
Yeah, what's a proper amount of lit?
Yeah.
I mean, cannot get enough lit.
Oh, okay.
Is there like a dimmer on the switch? One of those?
Oh, yeah, in the black hole.
Yeah.
You can't be too lit in the black hole. That's
true.
A fact.
True.
It captures light.
But the black hole's not going to be there anymore. I mean, are they going to keep it in Vegas?
They're going to move it to Vegas.
Eh.
Yeah, you can find some degenerates in Vegas.
Yeah.
I once tried to get the word loomy because I, you know, words always lit gets replaced by something. I proposed Lumi be the new lit.
At the council, like, at the meeting?
Oh. Illuminated.
Ooh, I like that. By the way.
What did the board say about that?
Oh, it hasn't moved anywhere.
Talking about the Lumi. Black hole in Las Vegas just bummed me out because you know it's going to be all corporate. It's going to be the Harrah's blackjack black hole or something like that, and mm-hmm. it's going to suck. It's all going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time I've been. I'm officially going to put my hand up. This is the first time I've thought about the Raiders moving to Vegas and being like, eh.
Well, you know what it should be?
Sucks.
So the black hole should be everybody wears black. The section next to it, everybody wears red. All around the stadium, red, black, and then one
yes.
end zone, just green.
Yeah, and then you get a big beach ball, and you just whirl it around the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then the winning section gets free tickets to the next game.
Love it.
Sounds loomy.
Fuck, we just did Vegas. Mark Davis, you owe us a lunch at PF Chang's.
Yeah.
We just did your job for you. Last up, before we get to Jimbo's with Pat McAfee, we have a Hank explains it to us. Is that what it's called? No, Hot in the Streets.
Hot in the Streets with Hank Lockwood.
Hot in the Streets with Hank.
So this was requested by Big Cat and PFT, Coachella. So Coachella was Hot in the Streets like 5 years ago.
Okay.
It's a big music festival in California.
Okay. I thought there
it's
was
gotten
like,
overrun, like completely right. blown out by mainstream.
Is that where
people.
They, is that affiliated with Burning Man or are they separate things?
That was one of my questions.
Okay.
My second question.
It's where Tupac came back to life a couple years ago.
Oh.
Remember
the
that?
Hologram?
Yep.
Well,
nice.
He's not dead, so.
Yeah. The hologram came back to life.
Gotcha. Well, so is Coachella the one where all the teens wear stupid sunglasses
mm-hmm.
and feathers in their hair and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's like mainstream Burning Man.
Yes, it's Burning Man for millennial social media kids.
Because okay. what I didn't
Unlike
understand,
you.
What I haven't understood with Coachella.
They're my council members.
Yeah, is I look on Instagram and it's like all these very attractive young ladies like, oh, can't wait for Coachella. And I'm just thinking, you're not a music festival person. Like, you're not going to go tent for 3 days and live in shit.
No, it's so, in L.A. It's like very, very.
Oh, okay.
That's Burning Man again. You're
yeah.
thinking Burning Man.
See,
yeah.
that's, you see how I would.
Yeah.
Any music festival west of the Mississippi gets a little blurry for me.
Yeah, so with Coachella, they show up. Do the teens actually go to the concert or do they hang out and just get high? What happens?
Designer drugs.
Designer drugs. Molly. Is it a Molly scene?
Nope. Molly, not anymore. Isn't there a new one? I thought there was a new one.
I don't think so.
Yeah, there's a better Molly. Super Molly.
Ooh.
Super Molly.
Sounds dangerous.
Yeah, it looks like you're not hot in the streets.
Super Molly sounds fire.
And that was Hank's Loomy in the streets.
Yeah, Hank, get a little bit more Loomy on the drug scene, please. For us. We don't want to take bad Molly.
No.
We want the super Molly when we're sitting on our couch on the weekends.
Yep.
All right.
Sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah. I would
like Netflix and Molly.
Yeah. Super Molly.
12 hours of like Black Mirror on my couch taking super Molly. Sign me up.
Sounds loomy.
Netflix and super Molly. All right. Let's do Pat and some Jimbo's. All right, let's finish the week with Jimbo's and a very special guest. Recurring guest. I don't know, you're like four, this is like the SNL hosting, you're mm-hmm. like four or five times, you're Alec Baldwin?
Alec Baldwin, yeah.
Yeah, Tom Hanks, it's Pat McAfee.
It's an honor.
You know him from The Pat McAfee Show, which everyone should go and download in iTunes. He is grinding out in Indianapolis, which is now Barstool...
America.
Okay.
No way.
No way.
No way.
Just the apostrophe, make
no
sure
way.
You get that right.
Big debate, though.
Okay.
There was a big debate in the room whenever... was brought up.
Mm-hmm.
and we Oxford dictionaried what America is,
mm-hmm.
stereotypically American was the answer. And I said, well, I think that's more
there you go.
Like everything okay. I do in my life.
Let me ask you this. Why not Barstool Pangea?
Yeah. Why be inclusive instead of exclusive? It's 2016.
Well, the big thing is I don't really give a fuck, you know, about anybody outside of there. So, you know, I'm all about the heartland here.
Okay. Huh?
And right. even New York City, boy, has grown on me in these past couple of days. But when I got here, really thought I was in foreign land.
Yeah. 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 New York City's tough.
It'll turn you out pretty quick.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Spit you up. All right. Yeah. Let's do Jimbo's with Pat. Pat, before we do Jimbo's, though, we play this game with everyone. It's called Tell Us the Most Salacious Jim Irsay Story.
Is that everybody has
everyone
that?
Yeah, everyone has that game.
It all makes so much sense.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
You should hear what Dykstra had to say. It's crazy.
So, you going to do it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So, Jim Irsay
mm-hmm.
wanted to donate.
All right. Okay. Let's do the Jimbo's.
$100,000 to Firsty. So, he set up a golf tournament
uh-huh.
at the golf course on the Colts training grounds. Called the PGA, told him he wanted to make it happen. We're in the middle of training camp. Gives me a call. And my brother, hey, man, what's up? Yeah, I'm looking to make a donation, but I just don't have a way to do it. So what I was thinking was we set up a golf tournament right here on the campus. You think you and Vinatieri could come hit some balls? I know you probably haven't used a golf club in a while because it's football season, but it would be an honor if you did. I just want to donate a bunch of money. And I said, yeah, man, you got it.
So he's Randy Savage? That's the salacious part.
He is. Every time I do the Jim Irsay impression, everybody's like, so he's Randy Savage?
Sounds like Randy Savage with a concussion.
Yeah.
Which I think is a compliment. Yeah. I think absolutely. In a roundabout way.
Smarter Randy Savage. Yep. Yeah.
I think that makes sense.
All right. Let's
this is
do
an honor to read Jimbo's.
Yes, absolutely. Right. We've had you do it before, and we are happy to have you back. Again, download the Pat McAfee Show on iTunes.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
As an award-winning listener
yes.
of Pardon My Take.
Love it.
It's an honor to get in the field and share a studio with you guys.
God bless you.
All right, let's do the Jimbo's.
Was listening to PMT while running up the stairs. Started to laugh at locker room talk with Lenny Dykstra and tripped on the top step and went headfirst into the wall. Gave myself another concussion.
Okay. I'm putting together the pieces like it's the Zapruder tape here. If you hit the top step, how do you then fall forward into the wall behind? Something's not adding up.
One of those staircases that turns.
Yeah, it's a direct turn afterwards.
Was he running up the stairs in an M.C. Escher painting?
I think you're missing the big point here. Is we're so funny we give people concussions. Okay. We're actually more dangerous than the NFL.
That's a shirt. CTE right here.
How many concussions have you had?
PMT CTE.
How many concussions have you had, Pat?
In foosball, none.
None?
Yeah.
That you know of.
See. Wow.
Undiagnosed.
I have watched the movie, though.
By the way, as your lawyers,
tell the truth.
You need to start answering that question a little differently if we're going to get that sweet, sweet NFL money.
All right,
let's
edit that out.
We'll bleep that.
Okay. Hey, Pat, how many concussions you had?
I think 20.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That's really dangerous.
Going to have to go get that settlement.
It's crazy.
You're drooling a little bit right now.
Yeah. Can you put words
together? You want some more of that applesauce for dinner?
Yeah, Jesus. Yeah, slurping.
Okay. Here. No, it's a straw. Go ahead.
This past weekend, I was at a day drink with my friends. The weather was nice and everyone was feeling good. I had to go pee so badly, so I went to my guy friend's apartment to their bathroom upstairs. As I'm peeing...
Who's a chick?
Yeah, guy friend, too. She wanted to make sure that she's not fucking him.
Chick talking.
As I'm peeing, I started to get a bad stomach ache and began having uncontrollable diarrhea.
Oh,
yeah, okay, lady.
Chick lucky talking. That you're in a toilet.
Yeah. Chick talking.
To make things worse, I could only find paper towels to wipe my ass with.
Oh, wait, what the... I don't know if this is a chick. Is this a chick?
It said guy friend. I don't know why you...
I assume guy friend, too.
Yeah.
So she wiped her ass with paper towels. I quickly flushed. Next thing you know, the toilet is clogged, and it smells like something just died. I tried to flush it again, only to have it overflow. There was diarrhea poop all over the bathroom floor. Embarrassed and freaked out, I initially ran away from the scene of the crime, but then felt bad and told one of the guys that lived there what I did, in which he told everyone. It took me about an hour to clean up my shit. I'm not allowed to use their bathroom anymore, to say the least. My guy friends learned... That day that girls really do poop.
Oh my God.
Good for her. Everybody poops, man.
Yeah, I like that she's out in the open about it. Yeah. But that's a great way. She's stuck in the friend zone now.
Wow.
Ain't nobody fucking her, man.
Yeah, she's sounded kind of hot. But one correction there. I noticed she said that she was day partying. It's actually darty. So it's darty season.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Important to know.
Yeah. Buy a shirt.
Another thing. Everybody knows that when you're wiping with either an undershirt or a paper towel because there's no toilet paper, you have to very carefully.
You go one at a time.
Yeah, very. Yeah. And even hold half the tip. Yeah, and let it kind of go in.
So it might have actually been the first time she pooped.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. A couple things aren't adding up because, number one, she's a rookie to having diarrhea if this is how she manages it.
Yeah.
The second flush that she pulled after it already got backed up, that's a guy move. Girls are too smart to do that normally. I'm not buying 100% that it was actually a girl.
Well, if it was a girl, I like where we're going because now we are the concussion that's so funny it causes, the podcast is so funny that we cause concussions.
And
the podcast where girls can be guys. First podcast where girls can be guys.
2017.
First podcast for girls by guys for men.
Yeah. That poop.
Put it on a shirt, guys. Not a bad merch. Rolls
right off the
tongue. Not a bad merch idea. My mom went to Jacksonville to help my aunt with a medical procedure. Forgot to tell her to stop at the airport Chili's.
Oh, that is Jimbo. Wow.
So, a Jacksonville medical procedure, I think they do take place in the Chili's, like in the kitchen.
Yeah, and actually, I think this person got confused. It's the Orlando Chili's that has the Stairway to Heaven. Mm-hmm. So, double Jimbo.
Yeah.
What's your favorite chain restaurant? Well, actually, that's, you know what? Nice segue there. Indianapolis, beautiful city, home of many chain restaurants.
So Indianapolis is actually a test ground for most chain restaurants. Yes. It's literally everything is there.
Yes.
Except for In-N-Out.
And what's your favorite?
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yes.
Oh, there
my man.
Go. PFT.
Yeah. So I was in the airport
PFT's
2 days ago.
Kiss you.
Flight got delayed for like 2 hours, and I was just staring at a Buffalo Wild Wings. I started my diet.
Hey, you guys look good, by the way.
My diet lasted about 10 hours because that Buffalo Wild Wings drew me in like a moth to a flame.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, I'll take five.
A moth to a flame. Yeah. Their wings got bad there for a little while. They're coming back, though. The wings
They're
are
back.
Good. They got
hey,
bigger wings.
If you're a Buffalo Wild Wings person who works at Buffalo Wild Wings, we want to advertise with you. Every single time we sit in an advertising meeting and they're like, who could we get?
Buffalo
PFT just yells Buffalo Wild Wings.
Please.
So we're getting so annoyed with it. We need them to actually advertise this so he can stop saying that.
And you should definitely sponsor Pardon My Take. And afterwards, at a much smaller rate, I had that same meeting and yelled the same exact
Perfect.
Thing. So
hook it up.
How about twofer deal?
How about I eat Wingstop every day until Buffalo Wild Wings advertises?
Rick Ross would love
You're
that.
Like the Martin Luther King of our time.
Rick Ross would love that. This morning, I went to get breakfast at McDonald's. Turns out the person in front of me bought my meal. I went full Canada Boys and bought the meal for the person behind me. My meal only cost $5. The person behind me cost $25.
Wow, they took advantage. Well, how does that work? You give them your card and then whatever the next one is?
Yeah, because whenever you're pulled up, they already took their order. So it's because they're already there.
I feel like that's on the drive-thru people. They should tell you. They should say, hey,
are you sure?
Just a heads up, they ordered half the menu.
Well, and also this is one of those things where you don't try to do this in America. Don't do it in America.
Mm-hmm.
America, sorry. Don't do it in America. Do it in Canada.
Canada.
But think about a $25 order at McDonald's.
Yeah, that's Diesel Town.
That's diarrhea, girl.
You got to look in your rearview mirror if you see it's like a basketball team in a van. Or if it's just like a dude with his.
So you're saying black people? Eat?
No, like a.
Wow.
I was saying a big basketball, like a church basketball team.
More black people want to go to church?
And,
wow.
So you're
problematic.
Mormon. All right. Told my fiance that having 15 bridesmaids is ridiculous. She said, so is the thought of marrying you. She's no longer my fiance.
Oh!
I'm with you on that one. 15 bridesmaids, that's a lot. She's going to grow up to be a crazy cat person.
Yeah, you were going to lose fights bigger than that along the way, so you actually are lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Bridezilla,
yeah.
Who's also taking shots at her husband,
yeah.
Way to get out early.
I think anytime you reach double digits, it's like a holy shit, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so many people.
Nine or below.
Nobody has that many friends. If you have 12 people in your wedding, that means that either you're just trying way too hard to please people, or it just means that you're rich and all your friends are using you for your money.
Well, girls do that thing where like their friends,
they got high
15,
school, college.
Well, and their 15 friends are like the fabulous 15. We brunch together. But if you actually like got the honesty out of everyone, they really all just despise each other, and there's only like three that are friends. So just pick those three.
The issue is they got high school, college, and work friends, and this girl has a lot of money. Obviously,
it's okay to ditch friends.
Yeah, like Facebook, erase the shit out of them.
Right,
delete. I woke up in the middle of the night, thirsty as shit. He says. thirsty as shit. I grabbed the nearest water bottle and chugged most of it before realizing it was the same water bottle I had peed into while blacked out earlier in the night. It wasn't even hydrated clear piss. It was totally yellow and smelly. I instantly vommed all over myself and my bed.
I vommed, okay. Here's the spin zone on that. At least it wasn't dip spit. We've all been in like somebody's basement and there's a can of beer and you pick it up thinking it's your can and it's Wintergreen Skull. Mm-hmm. That is, I would rather chug, I would beer bong three solid urination trips over taking one sip of dip spit and swallowing it.
Also, I'm calling bullshit on this whole thing. Blacked out people don't piss in bottles.
Yeah, you piss on you the piss ground wherever like you want to piss.
On yourself, right. Yeah.
You don't just be like, oh, let me be the, do the responsible thing and no, piss
you,
in this bottle.
You piss in your laundry
in your
basket
pants.
Yes. Or in a corner.
I peed in my dog's dish one time.
Yeah. That was before PGIT.
That's what actually taught me PGIT. Have I ever told you about PGIT?
No.
So I've developed this system where I've told myself so many times when I'm using the bathroom, PGIT, PGIT, stands for pee goes in toilet. Even when I'm blacked out or browned out, when I'm peeing, I think to myself, PGIT, PGIT. And so I've saved myself from peeing into like an underwear drawer. Per se.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
laptops.
Wait, I shouldn't be peeing onto my keyboard. Pee goes in toilet. And then I duck waddle with my pants around my ankles into the bathroom. Mm-hmm.
So that's sober you taking care of blacked out.
Yeah. Just people helping people.
Yeah.
People say PFT is a genius. And guess what? Even geniuses need to come up with mnemonic devices to make sure they pee in the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you're a blacked out. You're definitely a blacked out peer if you had to start this PGIT thing to begin with.
I've dabbled. Yeah.
It's a
hobby of mine. That was actually.
But that's only like one time. This is a very. For you to start a PGIT thing just so you can remind blacked out you to do it, this is a.
Smart.
Done it a couple times, yeah. But I haven't recently.
Proud of you.
Because of PGIT.
Mm-hmm.
Was playing Ultimate Frisbee with my friends who are really goo.
Okay.
Cool friends. Stoner.
Yeah. Try to lay out and show them I'm here to play with the big boys. Long story short, I broke my collarbone and had to get surgery.
Yeah, maybe play a real sport.
Yeah. I mean, if you're playing Ultimate Frisbee and you break your collarbone, I got news for you. You're going to break your collarbone putting on a shirt at some point.
Yeah, putting a stamp on an envelope. Yeah.
How do you feel being a hardo at Ultimate Frisbee, though?
I think that's probably the worst person in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go frolf. I like frolfers.
Have you frolfed before?
No, I haven't. But I like the idea of it. Yeah.
A lot of videos.
Chains. You bang chains?
That's what
they
said.
Do you know they say that?
They say you bang chains?
Yeah, you bang chains, bro. Because the where you actually, like, the hole is just chains. Yeah. You bang chains.
America.
All right, Pat, thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us.
That's my honor.
Download his show.
Subscribe to his show.
If you hate it, don't rate it. If you hate it, don't rate it.
Okay.
If you hate it, don't rate it. That's nice.
Yeah. Don't rate it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll see you guys on Monday. We have.
Cheers.
Nate Silver.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Big time nerd. We got deep into sabermetrics with him.
Yeah.
Talked to him about God. Talked to him about the NBA.
Talked to him about a new statistic we are creating with him about linemen wearing sleeves.
And a little politics, but mostly stuck to sports.
See you then.
Love you guys.
Pardon My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.